All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. And today we have a candid conversation with Andrea Epting and Mary Bartito. We are talking about how you are not fooling anybody this holiday season. And I think this episode is right on time because a lot of people who are right now kind of like post-discovery, in the throes of intimacy betrayal, your partner is still in the throes of active addiction, or maybe y'all have both just recently entered into recovery for betrayal trauma and sexual compulsivity or some other type of addiction, and you don't know how to navigate the holiday season right. When it comes to like family and friends. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. I think it kind of relates to what we talked about it around Thanksgiving again. And just finding your people, essentially. It doesn't have to be with biological family. It could be with chosen family. But with this episode specifically, I think we're focusing more on like denial. Mm-hmm. How has denying that, okay, we are going through something together as a partnership, or I'm going like as the addict or even the betrayed, like, oh, everything's fine, you know? So what do you see as denial, like protecting, you know, people?
Well, the interesting thing about denial is a lot of people don't know they're in denial.
Right.
And
right.
So like, it's usually like, and it goes back to the whole, you're not fooling anybody.
Right.
Other people notice you're in denial. They notice you're hiding something. They notice that you're not being forthcoming. Like they notice your body language. Mm. They notice you haven't slept. They are picking up on so many cues that something's wrong. Right. So when you come in and say nothing's wrong, they know you're full of shit. And, and that's what I think this is partly about, because like if denial is at play, other people know it is. They don't know what's wrong, but they know something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hear a lot of partners saying, like, I know that we're doing a, there's so many different ways if you're separated, especially if it's like a therapeutic separation and this is the first holiday for that. It's like, well, how do we show up?
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of people decide after processing it with their therapist and with their group that going alone might be the best bet to certain events, be it family functions, friendships, you know, whatever is going on for the season. And how do you go into that with boundaries, being able to say just enough that says what you see is right. And I'm only going to tell you so much because I don't even know how I feel about anything. And I definitely don't need your pressure.
Right. Yeah. No, because I going back to, I think we talked about therapeutic separation in a previous episode, and we'll put that in show notes.
Yeah.
Is I hear that in that example to me, I hear shame. And that's where that denial, I think, is like, oh, we're still the happy couple, whatever that looks like, happy family, you know, because I think a lot of shame comes from that, is we have to be together, even through this.
And it's fear of judgment, too. Mm-hmm. It's how will this be perceived? It's also a lot of my betrayed partners, they're so used to excusing and defending the addict that they're still very protective of the addict, whether they've entered into recovery or not.
Right.
They're still trained to protect the disease because they've been programmed that way. So I think that's part of what comes up too, and where the denial comes in is like, I need to protect their disease. They're still sometimes in denial about it. So in order to feel like we're showing up on the same page, you too have to be in denial.
Right. Yeah. No, I love that point, because when that acceptance kind of comes in, right? When I finally decide to say, okay, I'm really not fooling anybody. This has been messy. This hurts. What does that look like for a betrayed partner and the addict?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you say the addict too, because it is very hard for betrayed partners or anybody who has developed codependency with their addict, who they love and care about. Right. So it's really challenging to tell your story with boundaries, not your whole story, but to be able to say, this has been messy, this hurts, it's been really hard, we're going through a period or a really messy season. Right. It's hard to do that without feeling that you're throwing your partner under the bus somehow, or taking their inventory or telling their story, and you're not.
Right.
Your story is your story, but that's why we want to have guardrails around it, because you are still in a relationship. Your relationship still is private.
Right.
You know, just because you are going through, a complete mess, and your marriage or your relationship has just been blown to smithereens, doesn't mean there's not still a relationship that is private.
Right. Yeah.
So to your point, Mary, there is a way to go into any situation or scenario where you can express that, yes, what you see is real. We are going through a mess.
Right.
You know, my partner's done some things to blow up the marriage, and I don't know where we stand right now, but we're working through it. I mean, whatever it is. And even that can be more information than you need to share.
Right.
You can just say, I'm going through a lot right now, but I'm working hard on it. You know, I'm going to therapy. I've got a group. Like, I've got support. So, yeah, I think you go into these situations carefully, boundaried, so that you can have, you know, a good time. I mean, it is possible to, because honestly, like, don't go at all if you can't have a good time. Like, if this is about, and we mentioned this around Thanksgiving too, it's like, if this is about obligation, or if I don't go, someone's going to think, please don't go.
Right.
Because when you show up as an authentic human being, people are going to know you're going through something. So have the verbiage that supports that. Yes, what you see is correct.
Yeah.
I am going through a time. I am going through a tough season. Right. My partner's here because they too are going through a really rough season. And I would say the same exact thing to a recovering addict as I am saying to a betrayed partner about, like, do I go? Do I not go? Is the boundary not to participate at all this year?
Right.
Or is the boundary to go, but go with some honesty and, but also protect the privacy of the relationship and your own boundaries. But people who care about you and love you, they deserve to know that what they see is real, so they're not going to worry.
Right. No, because I think, like, hearing you talk about boundaries a lot too, you know, I even tell clients myself, like, whether they're betrayed or not, you know, whatever we're working through and we're doing boundary setting, they feel worried, like what you say, like, oh, well, what if they react? I'm like, well, that's good information for you. Like, if you only tell them, we're working through something, and they start pushing, what does that say about you, that person? And what does that say about your reaction and what, you know, how you're going to cope through it? Because I think a lot of what we see is, oh, I got to fix it. I got to give you an over explanation to make sure you understand. But no, all we got
to
do,
we
don't need to understand that, right?
And they won't. I can tell you right now, they will not understand. And I can tell you right now, if they love you and care about you, they are going to give you feedback that only confuses you more. That is why you want to go in with boundaries.
Right.
Because because they love you and care about you, they're going to ask you to do things or challenge you on things that you are not ready for yet because they don't want you to hurt.
Right.
And that's just confusing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like go in armored, boundaried, but authentic.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, because I hearing that, you know, it makes me think of like how we go into problem solving mode. It comes from a good place most of the time, but it's not what we need. You know, like when we set these boundaries, like to say, I'm going through something, I just need you to hear that. And that's it. End all be all of the day. Please accept it. If you don't, well, I'm going to set another boundary and a consequence.
Right. Then. And be prepared to say, yeah, that's all I feel comfortable sharing right now.
Yeah.
That like, that's all I feel comfortable sharing. Right. That is a boundary. Mm-hmm. And some people, you know, if they're pushing, that's about their needs, not about yours. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Like they need more information so they can feel in control.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody like, you know, the words of encouragement, you know, holidays are tough, but you know, it takes time, I think, from what we're saying to accept, like to be comfortable with that denial and being allowing ourselves to create these boundaries. Cause it's hard, you know, we're only human. And even though we think we're fooling everybody, we're not,
yeah.
You know, there's only so much we can do.
And I have to say for you parents out there, and many of you are, the boundaries have to be set with the kiddos too, because when they're like, why aren't we going to so-and-so's house? Why aren't we going to eat? You have to be able to say the same thing to them with boundaries and privacy for the relationship. Obviously age appropriately, but to be able to say, you know, this year just isn't going to be a good year for me to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate you understanding, you know, I'm sure next year will look very different, but this is just what mommy or daddy needs right now.
Yeah.
You know, so please be prepared to also set boundaries with those kiddos, because a lot of us feel pressured by them to meet their needs. It's like, oh, well, you know, I don't want the kids to be affected. The kids are affected.
Right.
And they need you to set boundaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I also needed to reinforce the importance of that. Like, you and your healing and your recovery is number one every day, but especially in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, I think that was great, especially thinking of, like, if you have extended family, you know, please, you know, yes, we want the best for them, but also best for you in the end too.
Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. It's like, well, I just want to keep it intimate this year. Yeah. You know, whatever. It's like, yeah, we're going to do things different this year. You can even kind of make it exciting, but please prioritize your needs right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Mary. Yeah,
no problem. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Hey, if you're not subscribed, if you're not following, if you're not sharing, if you're not reviewing, please do us the favor. It would mean so much to us that after this episode, you go ahead and do that for us. Okay. All right. Have a great holiday.
Happy
Bye.
Holidays.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right?
Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.